A local chef taken into custody last month by Immigration and Customs Enforcement was welcomed back home Wednesday in Albany. Albany Rescue Mission head chef Kenimo Nagoran was released after 6 weeks in ICE detention in Batavia. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul was among officials who welcomed Kenimo home.
While my heart is overjoyed at your return, I am angry that there is a system that would have ripped you from your home here in Albany, where you've lived for a decade. A person who's not out there committing crimes like the Trump administration would think they do. A person who is in here 5 days a week cooking meals for the homeless.
Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple led a team of community leaders and lawyers who helped secure Nagoran's release. A tearful Nagoran, who came to the U.S. from the Ivory Coast, told the crowd he survived the ordeal of detention through prayer, a smile, and a positive attitude.
I'm so grateful for all this support. I'm thankful for Sheriff Apple. I'm thankful for all the lawyer. I'm thankful for all the Congress.
It's great to have Kenimo coming back.
Capital City Rescue Mission pastor Perry Jones sponsored Nagoran in 2011 so that he could live and work in the U.S.
He is a very, very good worker. He's a very good person. And, you know, he's like a son to me. I work with him because immigration asked me to. I did that for 6 years, and he gave me no trouble.
Was there ever any explanation as to why they decided to detain him?
Well, the only thing I ever heard was it's taken him too long, and just the process is too long. But he wasn't making it long. We were waiting on paperwork. So, you know, paperwork that had been in their offices for 2 years, you know, that should have been addressed a whole lot earlier. So I don't know. You know, I don't want to blame immigration for what I don't know what they did or didn't do. But, you know, he did what he was supposed to do.
The mood was somber back on February 1st when Jones and Sheriff Apple gathered with others at the same space after Nagoran was taken.
He's a husband. He's a friend to many. He's a beloved chef right here in this building who does God's work and cooks roughly 800 meals a day for the needy in our great county. Kenimo was doing everything he was asked to do. He was following all the stipulations imposed on him by ICE. He was checking in. He was mentored by our great pastor, Perry Jones. He was working full time. He was paying taxes. And again, he was checking in, doing everything he was supposed to do. But when he checked in the last time, he was detained. He was shipped to my facility, where 5 hours later, he was taken away and shipped 5 hours away to Buffalo.
Now reunited with her husband, Lisa Pepper Nagoran says the couple have been approved for a visa petition, which has been pending more than 2 years. She believes what Kenimo endured should constitute a call to action for immigration reform. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.